So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight to our Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. I have a big announcement to make. The Wednesday Product Education Conference Calls are going to be moving to Tuesday nights starting next week. We will be back with you on Tuesday, September 11th. So please mark your calendars. We'll be updating the website. We've had some scheduling conflicts, so we're going to be changing our Wednesday call to Tuesday. But we will be with you each and every Tuesday, same number, same time, same place. I'd like to thank everyone for being with us tonight. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. And we're lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder. He's an author. He's a nutritional expert. He's been on TV. He lectures all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And if you've been lucky enough to see him in person, I know you know what I'm talking about. He gives an awesome presentation, dedicated pretty much his whole entire adult life to teaching about green foods and superfoods and how you can achieve a healthier lifestyle, you know, by incorporating the proper foods into your diet. So thank you, Dave, for being with us tonight.
Thank you. It's a pretty nice blow up. I don't know if I deserve all of that. I really am just a regular guy like you who's dedicated, myself to studying these things. And I want to share with y'all, Amy and I both want to share with you what we have learned, and we really are happy to have Amy as well. She's got 14-plus years experience, closer to 17 years probably experience in the nutrition field, has worked at a health food store from her very first job other than babysitting, I think, so and has been with our company for many, many years as well. So, combined experience, I believe that what we have learned and what people have shared with us, we are students, and we have been very lucky to have some great teachers, some really well-intentioned and knowledgeable people who have been willing to share with us the secrets they've learned, and we've done diligent research as well. And we are pretty good at putting two and two together, have decent common sense, and I think that when you hear the truth, you recognize it. We hope that you will hear the truth tonight, and we hope that the information that we share with you is always will be helpful and useful in your life. We also want to remind you that we are not doctors. We don't seek to prescribe or to cure or anything like that. We don't treat disease. If we happen to mention the name of a disease during our dissertation, it is only to show you how beneficial food can be in helping your body's own immune defense. And your body is going to defend itself, and your body is going to create an environment of health. And that's all we're seeking to do, is inspire your body to do just that. So that having been said, all of the other things aside, we would really like to get into tonight's subject matter. So Amy, why don't you take over and let them know what we're doing tonight?
Yeah, let me give the replay line really quick. If you like this information, if you want to pass it along to a friend or family member, we make this call available for 1 week on our replay line, and you can access that by calling area code 212-461-8911 starting in the morning, and it will play for 1 full week. We will also post this and permanently archive it on our website at www.phporder.com. And if we have your email address on file, we'll email it out to you, a web link, and then you can forward that along to anyone in your email contact database. So please, share this information. We believe here at Platinum Health Products that knowledge is power. And so Dave and I dedicate these Wednesday nights, and now they're switching to Tuesday nights, to sharing the knowledge that we have gained with you, and we hope that you'll pass it along. And tonight we are going to be talking about yet another base of PHP, or Platinum Health Products. A few weeks ago, we talked about Platinum Health Products as a sports nutrition company. A few weeks before that, as an anti-aging company. And tonight, we're going to be talking about it as a superfood company. Superfoods are something that you've probably heard that buzzword on the news. You've probably read about it in magazines, and you're maybe thinking, well, what is a superfood? What are superfoods? Are these things that I can readily access and incorporate in my diet on a daily basis? And we hope we're going to answer those questions for you tonight. So why don't we start out with, you know, let's break it down. What exactly is a superfood? How do you get classified as a superfood?
Excellent. Well, before I answer that, I just want to just expand a tiny bit on what you said, and that is that I challenge, you know, we are an anti-aging company, and we are a weight loss company, and we are a sports nutrition company. We are an organic, you know, products company. We are, in fact, in my opinion, the leader in superfoods as well. And I would challenge our line of anti-aging, sports nutrition, weight loss, and superfoods to anyone and any products companies in the world, on the planet. So even though we do a lot, we're not, you know, just a jack of all trades who does nothing well and everything a little bit. We specialize in and to a certain extent have, in my opinion, set the standard of excellence in these areas. So a superfood, to answer your question, though, sorry to have digressed, a superfood is, in fact, a food that is super. Now, let's look at some of the things that we classify as super. I'm a baseball fan, so like there's a superstar in baseball. And you say, well, what makes a superstar? Well, it means that they can do a lot of things. It means that they've got a multitude of talents far beyond what any normal person who wasn't super would. So let's say some people are fast, so they could steal bases. Some people could hit home runs. Some people just hit a lot. It's called hitting for average. Some people play great defense, you know, and there are some people that do more than one of those things. But if you do one of those things really, really good, it's going to get you, you know, a lot of attention. Well, a superstar is somebody who does all five of those things well. And so that is a superstar. What's another example of something we call super, Amy?
Like a super mom, like, you know, you work, you take care of the kids, you cook, you clean, you know, you get them to soccer and dance on time.
Yeah, you're a great wife, a great mom, you volunteer in the community, you know what I mean? You have a job, and that's called a super mom. It's more than should be expected that anyone could do.
Right, and then there's like a superhero or Superman or something like that.
Yeah, let's leave the last example. I guess we could use as Superman. Here's a guy who runs faster than anybody, jumps higher than anybody, is stronger than anybody, could see, I guess, is one of those things, as I remember, you know, further than anybody, right?
Yeah, so, I'm not that familiar with the comic book.
Yeah.
Well,
the bottom line is that's what we call super. And so a superfood, I guess, is a food that is not just typical. It's not a normal person who's limited or restricted, apparently, but actually is able to do things that seem so extraordinary, so amazing, that when people see that, they go, oh, my God, that is, you know, everybody stops to see this.
Exactly, and this superfood is just disguised sometimes just as a normal thing, you know, like you may not even recognize that it's so special, just like, what is his name, Clark Kent's just a regular guy, and then he goes and transforms himself, you know,
exactly
into Superman. So these are things that...
That was a great analogy, for
you
sure.
You think, wow, it could just be helping me work out, but in reality, this food that you're taking might be packed with nutrients, it might be fighting off disease, boosting energy, and keeping you healthy, all at the same time where you just thought it was giving you a little bit of extra energy for your, you know, 10-mile bike ride.
Exactly. So it's like being in one of those competitions where you have to be able to sing, dance, you know, whatever it might be. So... I was going to say look good in a bathing suit, but that would sound so sexist. So,
why don't you go in, we talked about what super is, and
what makes a superfood?
Yeah, what makes a superfood a superfood?
Okay, well, one more analogy, you know, a supermodel, well, there's all these models out there. You look at every magazine, there's models everywhere, but there's those five or six that seem to capture the attention. And well, the thing is, out of the 10,000 edible species of plants, there have risen up to be, let's use baseball as an example, there's 30 teams with 40 players on each team, so you've got, like, you know, whatever that is, 1,200 players or whatever. Well, out of those players, there's only like 20 who are considered the best, who everybody knows.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so in foods, what Amy and I have done, and with the help of all of our researchers and in the scientific community, is we have found those foods out of the 10,000 edible species of foods that can be classified as super. And by that I mean they do so much for the body. They are so amazingly packed with beneficial phytochemicals, not just, let's say, something that has high in vitamin C, which is really good. Nothing wrong. In fact, we love foods that are really high in vitamin C. And we've selected three foods for our C from nature that are the highest source of vitamin C in nature. Now, that's considered, I guess, a superfood of vitamin C. But real superfoods are foods that can do foods that no other food really can. And so we've picked a few of those to talk about tonight. How many, Amy? Seven or eight?
I think eight, yeah, exactly. So we're going to be talking about the Giselles and the Kate Mosses and the Heidi Klums of the food world, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody wants to be Giselle, huh?
And the Amy Venners of the corporate world.
Oh, thank you. So, well, why don't we talk about, you know, I mean, just to make that analogy, every woman would probably die if they had a love to look like, have a body like Giselle, you know, and so everybody would like to look like a supermodel, but why is it so important that we eat these superfoods in our diets?
Well, the reason it's important to have superfoods is because, and again, the model is probably not the best analogy for this.
No, it's not.
let's take a Superman, okay? Well, this food could do some really heavy lifting. It might take 10 other men to lift this car off of the baby, you know, but Superman does it with one hand. Well, it might take a whole boatload of other food to have the same benefits, like 10 or 12 servings of another food to have the same benefit as a single food might have. Or you might have to have a combination of 12 different foods, each of them with its own specialty, and put them together somehow and have to, like, I mean, you can never eat that much food. And so when you want to get a real potent punch out of food, the problem has always been, well, how much food do I have to eat to get that potent punch? Let me give you an example. Green tea. Everybody knows, oh, green tea is good for me, right, Amy?
Yeah, but don't you, like, when you really read the studies, if you're taking it in, like, the liquid, the beverage form, don't you have to drink, like, 20 cups or something like that to get the equivalent of what they're talking about?
Yeah, like 20 to 30 a day.
Been all day in the bathroom.
And they cost a couple bucks a piece, so that could get pretty expensive.
Right.
So, or really just sipping high-quality green tea, having about 20 to 30 cups a day is how you get that benefit, and that just isn't going to happen. So, and you can't just take a big concentrated green tea catechin pill because it only lasts in the body for a couple of hours maximum, so you got to keep having it and having it and having it and having it every 12 hours or every 14 hours in order for it to keep that protective effect. So, you know, that's not a superfood, but it's a quality food. It's, I mean, green tea's great.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got way more publicity. People would think of it as a superfood.
It's a superfood, but you're right. Like, to get those really major benefits that you're talking about, nobody can really consume or probably should consume 20 cups of green tea on a daily basis.
No, imagine. I think you'd be, like, hard to sleep that night.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
well, let's pull up why don't you just pull a product out of that list of eight, and do you think now is a good time to go straight into an
example?
Absolutely.
We kind of categorize them by the food pyramid, and let's start with
flaxseed.
I'm sorry?
Like flaxseed comes to mind? Like,
yeah, we could start with the grains, and flaxseed is an amazing superfood, like in the grain category.
I'm thinking of it actually right now at the top.
Oh,
at the
fat.
Yeah, as a fat, you know.
Absolutely.
So let's look at the very top of the food pyramid, and that's where they have your fats and oils, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that when you look at flaxseed, many people only think of it as a source of fats and oils.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't realize flax is a superfood. So let's think of flax as having three components. Flax is like an egg, and you guys have heard me say this before, but repetition is okay. Think of an egg as having a yolk. That's the fat part, we all know. And then it has the white part, that's where they say the protein is. and then you have the shell and you throw that away. Well, the thing is, with flax seeds, they typically will not only throw away, it's basically like having the yolk only. They give you one part, but in a flax seed, there's a super benefit to all three of those parts. So let's break the flax seed down into its only three components, which is the shell, the meat, and the oil, which is inside of the meat. Well, the oil is omega-3 fatty acid. Wow. Omega-3 fatty acid is a superstar in itself. It is what coats your myelin nerves. The myelin sheath of your nerve endings is made out of omega-3 fatty acid. And when you lack omega-3 fatty acid, your brain suffers, your nervous system suffers, your skin suffers, the ability to digest fat-soluble nutrients suffers. And so this is truly so vital to the body that it's called an essential fatty acid. That means you must provide it to the body. The body cannot synthesize it. Okay? Well, flaxseed is loaded with that. And so people know that flaxseed is great. It's a phytoestrogen. You know, it helps with so many things, reversing aging and things like that. But however, when you take it out of the seed, it rancifies within minutes because it's in this really hard shell, and that's how nature prevents it from oxidizing. But the minute it makes contact with oxygen, it begins to degrade and becomes bad for you. And so taking oil, the oil of flax seeds, is, in my opinion, really not only a good idea because you're missing out on the other two parts of it, but it also not a good idea because you risk taking rancified oil. And
exactly, introducing that into your body.
But if you, let's say you take the whole flaxseed and you grind it just before you eat it, you're going to get two other things that make it super. First of all, the meat of the flaxseed is what's called beta-glucan fiber. Beta-glucan fiber is this awesome mix of soluble and insoluble fibers that gum up into a beta-glucan gel, much like our flax, much like our
activated
barley does. And it is called, Amy, remember they call it the cholesterol magnet.
Absolutely, right, because it gets sticky, just like you hear about oat bran or you've read about that. Same thing. It's that same beta-glucan fiber. It gets sticky, it binds with the cholesterol, and it pulls it out of the body.
Exactly, and somehow it's very cool in that it tends to bind to what are called bile acids, which is cholesterol that's got sort of sticky itself. And so, like, you sort of put sticky to sticky.
Right, like, you know, like you can get like gum off with gum or something like that,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's a great analogy. So what's beautiful about beta-glucan is it controls the levels of cholesterol in your body and helps you maintain the proper cholesterol levels in your body because your body needs cholesterol. You can't be without cholesterol. Heck, cholesterol helps protect your cells and stuff. But when the cholesterol has done its job and it's protecting the cells, it's almost like a net, and it catches all the stuff that's going to try to hurt the cell. But once it's saturated with stuff, it needs to be eliminated. And eliminating the cholesterol that's already done its job is a part that the body doesn't do that efficiently anymore because it doesn't have the foods that have gelling beta-glucan. Well, flaxseed is one of the most amazing sources, probably the second best source of gelling beta-glucan of all foods. And so,
absolutely. Well, we're previewing next week's call because next week's call is all about cholesterol.
Okay, well, one last thing then, I'm sorry, is really important, and it gives me an opportunity to mention that flax lignan is the outer portion of flaxseed. It's the shell, and unlike an egg, you don't want to throw this away because this shell has lignan in it. And Amy, explain to people why high lignan oil is really a fallacy.
It's really a fallacy because the lignan is heavy and it sinks to the bottom and it kind of is like, kind of cakes up like cement at the bottom. So you're taking this oil that's supposedly been fortified with these high lignan content or with this high lignan content, but it's also gone to the bottom and you're probably not getting any of it out and you're going to throw it away at the end of the bottle.
And here's the funny thing, Amy, is that there's more lignan probably in one serving of flaxseed, the way we tell people to take it, than in the entire bottle. Of high lignan, you know, oil. And so thank you for that, because a lot of people don't know that. And the next thing is that lignan has been shown to be as effective as tamoxifen
Now, tamoxifen is a pharmaceutical drug that they give to women to stop the recurrence of breast tumors in women who have had breast cancer. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you want to take it to stop them from coming in the first place?
First place, exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't ever take tamoxifen, you know, to just start taking this drug with mad, nasty side effects for no reason.
Exactly.
You know, but if you take flax seeds and you get the controlling of cholesterol and the amazing omega fatty acids and you get this lignan that helps control tumors in the body,
pretty awesome.
Really awesome. And so that's a superfood. It only has three components, and every one of its components is incredibly beneficial to the body. Now, what is in flaxseed that is bad for your body?
I don't know anything.
Nothing.
I think that's the key. Right.
And you know that people say when they're taking it, they're very regular, too.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the fiber, the soluble and the insoluble fiber.
So the benefits are monumental. Every one of the ingredients has a benefit, but the oil has multiple benefits. The fibers have multiple benefits because they not only cleanse cholesterol and provide lignan, they also increase motility and cleanse the colon. So that's a superfood, Amy. They go, not only is every ingredient beneficial, every ingredient is beneficial in many ways.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the other fat, and we just did a whole call on that on this item last week, so we don't have to go into too much detail, but that would be the tropic oil or the extra virgin organic coconut oil. So do you want to touch on that briefly on why that would be considered a superfood from the fat category of the food pyramid?
Well, here we don't have multiple like parts. It is just one thing. It's oil. It's fat, right?
Right.
But look at the multitude of benefits from that single component, Amy.
Right.
If you take it raw, it has caprylic acid, and caprylic acid stimulates the thyroid. So many people are overweight because they have underactive thyroid.
Right, also the lauric acid.
Exactly. And the lauric acid turns into monolaurin in the body, and monolaurin is an awesome immune boosting component. It's antiviral, antifungal, etc. And you're right, it's the caprylic acid that actually works against parasites. And I mixed up the two. So caprylic acid helps with parasites, and lauric acid stimulates the immune system and helps stimulate the thyroid. In addition to that, it has medium-chain triglycerides, which stimulate the body to use and burn fat as energy. They also, again, coconut oil is the safest cooking oil, so you can prepare food with this and get rid of another oil that you had been using, every other oil you had been using, with very few exceptions, and replace it with coconut oil and thus create something else. It's like you have something that's bad. You have Luke, whatever that guy's name is, the bad guy, whoever, the Joker or somebody or Lex Luthor.
Oh, right.
in Batman. And you replace them with somebody good. And right now you've been putting bad guys in your body, and you start putting good guys in your body instead. You not only have the benefit of the good guy, you have the benefit of no longer having the bad guy.
Absolutely.
So this is clearly a superfood. And listen to last week's call. It's full of information.
Perfect.
Amy takes us down a whole litany of benefits from using coconut oil. And again, coconut oil boosts the immune system, gets rid of parasites, potentially stimulates the thyroid. It helps the body to burn fat. It reduces cholesterol because you replace a fat that would have caused cholesterol. It doesn't become a trans fat, so you replace fats that would have become trans fats. And again, it has so many uses topically. It could be used for shaving. It could be used to help wounds heal. It could be used as a lubricant. It could be used for dry scalp. This is truly a superfood. So many uses from a single thing. It has many uses as a rubber band.
Absolutely. And as you can see, as we talked about flax and as we talked about the coconut oil, that we could probably do a whole call on each of these superfoods because they are so potent and so amazing, basically. But let's go ahead and move on to another grouping on the food pyramid, and let's go to the grains the whole grain section or the grain section of the food pyramid. And we've already talked about flax. It could go in the grain or the fat category. But let's talk about rice bran solubles and activated barley, because those are absolutely two superfoods that come from the grain category.
Okay. Let's say that somebody's the very best at what they do, Amy, okay?
Okay.
Then they're the superstar, right?
Right.
Well, among all carbohydrates, and we've got to know, despite some of the crazy stuff that's been thrown out there about carbohydrates, that carbohydrates are not all created equal.
Equal, absolutely.
So you've got your carbohydrates that are, I don't want to get too scientific, but let's take a number between like 4 and 24, okay? And 4 would be something that's like a sugar, right?
Okay.
And then as you get up into like 9 or 10, you're getting into complex carbohydrates, not complex carbohydrates, just carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So imagine that glucose are little circles. And you start linking them, and when you have like something that looks like the Olympic thing,
right.
Now you start getting that's basically a sugar. Now, if you were to double that and make it 10, now you've got a carbohydrate, right? Now, if you add another 5, now you've got a complex carbohydrate. If you add another 5, you've got a very slow burning carbohydrate. Now you've got 4 different categories of carbohydrates, and all they are links of glucose, clusters of glucose. The more dense the cluster, the harder it is for the body to break it down and take it into the blood. Does
right.
that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the beautiful thing about activated barley, Amy, is it is the only food that I know of in the world that actually is 20 to 23 on the carbohydrate chain, and as such is the slowest burning and most beneficial carbohydrate that exists in nature. It is such a slow burning and beneficial carbohydrate that it's used to relieve starvation by the United Nations. They know they could give a tablespoon of this to somebody, and it has so much slow burning and beneficial energizing qualities that they could live for hours on one tablespoon.
Yep, it's a very, very powerful food. And
no more efficient carbohydrate exists in the world, but let's go beyond that. When this food is created, it turns into a beta-glucan gel. The benefits are that it stabilizes glucose. It's amazingly beneficial to the diabetic. It is also great for people wanting to lose weight because that slow-burning carbohydrate gives them a satisfied and full feeling for hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously is loaded with, I'm sorry, not obviously, it is also the ultimate of all beta-glucans. And the top 3 in the world are oat bran, flaxseed, and activated barley. Activated barley being far and away the best, over twice as efficient as both of the others, which are about equal. But the beautiful thing is that no food has its beta-glucan potential reach 93%. Of all the beta-glucan that's in activated barley, 93% of it turns into a gel. By turning into a gel, it adheres itself to the small intestines, sucks up cholesterol as the cholesterol passes through your body as food, and then slowly goes in the carbohydrate portion, part of it that takes cholesterol, continues down into the digestive tract, and the rest that's left slowly burns into the blood as glucose. Great for diabetics, great for weight loss, great for athletes as a slow-burning energy source. And so there is the polyfunction, but it's even better than that. This is one of the best sources of naturally occurring superoxide dismutase and other enzymes because it is germinated grain. It is not just barley grain. It's not sprouted barley. It is somewhere in the middle. There is a patented process that allows us to magically, if you will, lock in the grain after it's germinated but before it is sprouted. There is no more potent source of enzyme potential than that. So activated barley also is a powerful antioxidant, and the type of beta-glucan it has, 1,3,1,6, is one of the most revered immune-boosting of all the beta-glucans, and it's the same as they get from the mycelium of medicinal mushrooms that they use therapeutically
for in Chinese medicine, it's in there in this single food, this superfood. And you know what part of activated barley is a burden on your body?
None.
Zero. And every single part that it produces has an impactful benefit to your body that it's difficult to get anywhere else. You know, we've got policemen, but in the movies, you see there's some people that, like, they're bigger than the police could handle, and all of a sudden Superman comes and helps them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your body has natural metabolic functions that are cool with regular food. They love regular food, but when you need more, when you need to really deal with the trouble in your body, that's when superfoods come in.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about another one in the grain kingdom, because there's so much to say about each one of these. I think we're running out of time. Let's talk about rice.
That's Amy's very diplomatic way of saying, Dave, you're getting too excited.
No, they're just very exciting things to talk about. Let's talk about rice bran solubles for a moment and how those are so amazingly beneficial. I know that I heard personal testimonials from people that about regulating blood sugar in just an amazing way. Also, it's got the good oils and the tocotrienols.
33% fat, another amazing source of fat. So definitely. Well, you know, sometimes we have decided that, you know, whole foods are the best way to go, and sometimes we've decided that extracting a part of the food will actually concentrate the benefits. In the case of rice bran solubles, it is the latter. We've decided that by concentrating the food, that you could get more out of it. Flax seeds, it's the whole flax seed. There's no way to concentrate the benefits. But with this food, we have decided that we can do that. So why don't you tell them a little bit about that, Amy?
About the rice bran solubles? It's a soluble portion of the rice, like what's typically, like when you eat rice or when you cook rice, this part actually goes away in the water, and you're not necessarily getting these benefits. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and what if you eat white rice?
You're not getting it at all because the bran has been taken away. And everybody raise your hand out there. How many people really eat brown rice all the time?
Exactly. So what I've asked Amy to illustrate is that, you know, the bottom line is that the beneficial portion of rice is actually the part that we typically don't get. And I don't think anybody ever realized just how beneficial the brown portion of rice was, despite the fact that there's an amazing lesson from history that explains just how important rice bran is. But first I want to explain that rice bran solubles is the part of rice that is the brown part that rises up when you boil brown rice. It's the part that rises up to the top of the water and you wash away.
And it's almost like kind of that weird foamy.
That's the dark foam, yeah. And it is also the sticky part that's on the outer portion. So you do get a part of the rice bran, but you don't necessarily get the soluble portion of the rice bran, unless you're getting it through a patented process that is actually able to remove the soluble parts without destroying it by boiling it away. And so the bottom line is, inside of rice bran is nature's highest concentration of B1, B2, B3, B6. It has portions of B12. It also is loaded with valuable fats they're like palm oil type fats, the same quality fats that you find in, for example, seed oils that are very, very valuable, like flaxseed. It's like one of these amazing seed oils. And so the oil from rice bran oil is a powerful antioxidant, and that powerful antioxidant comes in the form of tocotrienols and trienols, and those are the ultimate vitamin E equivalents. Vitamin E comes in a family of eight, and vitamin E is the weakest of all of the brothers in that family. Tocotrienols and trienols are the strongest of the brothers in that family, and rice bran is loaded with that. It also has gamma-orzinol. Gamma-orzinol provides energy to muscles and allows them to fire faster. So we're talking about this portion of a food that we call rice bran, soluble rice bran, and that portion of that food is so important to the body that that it
was the cause of thousands and thousands of deaths in Japan. Do you have 2 seconds to tell that story?
Yeah, no, that's a great story.
The story is called...
I mean, a great illustration.
Yeah, it's not a great story because of the deaths, but it is a great illustration. It's about rice bran because the Japanese ate all brown rice, and then when they opened up their borders, the ruling class, the samurai class, decided that they wanted white rice because it was so beautiful, and they exclusively would have access to this beautiful, pearly white rice. Well, because their children subsisted on a diet almost completely of fish and rice, within months of changing their diet from brown rice to white rice, 10,000 or more of the children of the upper ruling class died. And it was all the youngest children that had the simplest diet, of course. And so they thought it was a plague or some curse that the gods had put upon them. But in reality, it was the fact they soon learned that the brown rice contained vital nutrients that could keep a person completely healthy. And in the absence of those same nutrients, you can be deathly ill. And so that was called Tokyo disease. It happened in the early 1920s. And it is documented by history and a tremendous illustration as to the how super rice bran is. It was the difference between life and death. And the white rice did nothing.
Wow. That's definitely a powerful illustration. So, yeah, the rice bran solubles are just an amazing superfood that definitely, again, we could do a whole entire call just all about rice bran solubles. Another person has said, you know, the rice bran solubles will literally, I mean, this is not medical advice, this is anecdotal or whatever, but, like, scrub your body clean. It's just an amazing, amazing product. So,
well, it's a great antioxidant for sure, mm-hmm. And the fact that it has so many beneficial fats, people don't realize how many fat-soluble components there are in the body. And when you put nasty, low-quality fat in your body, man, all of those fat-soluble and fat-driven components and activities are ceased.
Absolutely.
And we're only half water-soluble. The other half is fat-soluble.
Fat-soluble, absolutely.
And we have to start feeling the fat, man. A fatless diet is a bad diet. You have the right fats.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's move on to the fruit category and talk about two powerful superfoods in the fruit category of the food pyramid, and that would be the product called BioFruit and also our Apothecary, which is one of our favorite products that we talk about all the time. And so why don't you give us a little tidbit on why the BioFruit and the cherry are considered superfoods.
Oh, my Lord, hold me down.
Okay. I know, and we are running out of time, so keep that in mind.
I'm going to make this so fast. Okay. I'm going to have to break this down really quickly. We know that pomegranates are great. Everybody's, like, drinking pomegranate juice. They're pounding pomegranate juice.
And spending tons of money on it.
Spending tons of money. So I ask people, I sit in front of a room of doctors, and I say, y'all know that pomegranates are good for you, right? And they all raise their hand, yeah, we know that, and they're so proud of themselves. And I say, who knows why? And I see nothing but blank stares, worried looks. And oh my goshes, because
acid.
And then like five people confidently scream out antioxidants, and I go, oh, I'm so sorry, but no. And they're like, oh, I said, well, okay, I'll give you antioxidants. They're in there, but let's talk about why it really is good for you and why the buzz is about. And it's because the Hollings Cancer Research Institute published a paper that said that pomegranates contain ellagic acid, and that ellagic acid, to their knowledge, was the most potent single force in nature, including all medicines that have ever been studied against cancer. And people are like, dang, then I'm drinking pomegranate juice. And that makes sense that they would. But the bottom line is tart cherry is like drinking 3 servings of pomegranate juice.
Absolutely.
And so moving down the line, blueberries. Everybody knows. So I asked the people in the audience, okay, docs, that one was harder, but y'all know about blueberries, right? How many people know that blueberries are good for you?
Every hand
goes up, and I say, how many people knew that blueberries aren't good for you if they're cooked? And they're like, oh.
So
I guess my pancakes
and my
muffins are no longer, right? So then I'm like, well, who knows why blueberries are good for you? And some one meek person yells, is antioxidants the answer this time? And I go, well, partially. Again, we're going to give you partial credit. But the main reason is because of an anti-inflammatory effect of blueberries called a proanthocyanidin. And a proanthocyanidin is something, if you just break down the words, is something that is blue in plants that reduces swelling and inflammation. Well, if you read and cross-reference disease and inflammation, you'll see that theories on disease now say that inflammation is the number one thing that causes disease to progress. Inflammation leads to heart disease, for example, some of the main things, and stroke and all these things. So the bottom line is inflammation's bad, and blueberries are the number one anti-inflammatory food in nature, not because tart cherry concentrate has more proanthocyanins than a serving of blueberries by far. So now you've got two foods that are considered by other people superfoods. People think of pomegranates and blueberries. Those got to be superfoods, and we agree to a certain extent, but not compared. It's almost like Batman compared to Superman. Yeah, Batman was cool and he had a nice car, but Superman really could do it, you know, not bang, pow, ooh, but like, you know, leaping buildings in a single bound, you know? So, I mean, and God bless pomegranates and blueberries. They're definitely Batman and Robin, but they are not Superman.
Right.
And so, am I a boy or what? Okay. So, put this in girl terms for me, Amy. But the bottom line is that when you talk about cherries, we've got to keep going. Everybody knows that melatonin is this awesome hormone released by the brain that allows us to have deep REM sleep. Well, guess what? Melatonin is also the number one thing as a determining factor. Tel Aviv University found that when women have a lot of melatonin in their blood, they almost never get breast cancer. When they have very little melatonin in their blood, they oftentimes do get breast cancer, and tart cherry is the number one
source of melatonin,
more than you would get in a dose when you went to the drugstore, to the pharmacy to get some melatonin. The other thing is that that tart cherry concentrate or melatonin obviously helps regulate the sleep. So we've got proanthocyanidins, we've got ellagic acid, we've got the melatonin, and I know that we could go on about isoferritin and quercetin and parallel alcohol, which are all amazing in their own right. We don't have time for all of that, so let's go straight to ORAC. The Human Aging Institute determined that if you eat 14 servings of fruits and vegetables, that you would get around 5,000 of these cancer-fighting compounds in food that they dubbed ORAC units, or oxygen radical absorbance units. The ability to absorb these cancer-causing oxygen radicals was measured, scientifically proven, and they determined that if you got 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance units in your diet every day, that you actually could reduce aging and disease by 80%.
Wow, that's a huge number.
Remember, this is a government-funded research institute. Amy and I did not pay them to say this.
No.
And so then they Tufts University, a very well-respected research university, standardized this test. And when applied to our tart cherry concentrate, and this is going to blow your mind, our tart cherry concentrate actually gives you 7,000 of these oxygen radical absorbance units per serving.
Per serving, absolutely. So we're talking 5,000 is what's recommended by the government institute to reduce aging and disease, and one serving of the tart cherry gives you 7,000 in an easy, tastes great, convenient, economical form. So it's something that I think everyone should have in their diet.
Absolutely. So, again, tart cherry concentrate. There is research that shows it's effective against gout. It's effective against arthritis because the anti-inflammatory. I'm sure. There is also research that shows that it will help you, believe it or not. And people go, but doesn't it have sugar in it? It's a fruit juice. Well, tart cherry concentrate has been shown to be effective against metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is nothing more than insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is nothing more than type 2 diabetes, plain and simple. So how
very powerful food.
Very powerful food. Multiple benefits. As we said, potential cancer preventive, potential deep sleep inducing, potential anti-inflammatory effect, the potential to fight gout and arthritis, the potential to help fight diabetes. This is truly of all the foods that I've ever studied, I'm a green food, crazed madman. Of all the foods I've ever studied, nothing has impressed me from a standpoint of a superfood, the measurement of a superfood. This is next to green food, stands shoulder to shoulder with green food, and that comes from a lot coming from me.
Absolutely, absolutely. When the biofruit, we don't really have time to go into it, but it's a blend of these very potent berries and fruits, and it's also very high ORAC rating as well in a powder form. But let's move on and talk about the vegetable category of the food pyramid, which brings us to what you are so fanatical about, and that would be green foods or cereal grasses. So why don't, in just a couple minutes, if you can synopsize, because
if you're
not that familiar with green foods, we have a free CD. You can call in to customer service, Gift the Healing Miracle of Green Foods CD. And if you haven't picked up a copy of the Green Foods Bible by David Sandoval, I highly suggest that you do. It's a really great, thorough, you know, understanding of what green foods will do for you. So try to put it all into like 2 minutes.
I can put it in two sentences.
Okay.
There would be no life on Earth if it wasn't for green food. Green foods perform photosynthesis, which is the processing of light, carbon dioxide, and water, and through a series of chemical reactions that's just amazing that we call photosynthesis, they create oxygen, charged minerals, and carbohydrates that we call, obviously, the air we breathe and the food that we eat. Animals eat the green leaves. 85% of all calories consumed on Earth are green leaves. That means they comprise 85% of what is called food on Earth. Unfortunately, humans do not consume 85% of their calories from green leaves by any means. However, because all life on Earth relies upon green food, we had to look at the connection between green food and human physiology, and when we did, we found there may not be a single more important food to the survival of the human physiology than green food, and there are multiple reasons, but I'll just list my top five. They detoxify the body of accumulated toxins, which is vitally important. They oxygenate the body, which smothers out bacteria that do not belong in the body, which is vitally important. They fight viruses and cancer. That's through the oxygenation. They also alkalize. By alkalizing, they eliminate toxic acids that build up in the body. This is part of the detoxification process as well. Green foods actually provide the body with the lightest weight proteins. And with very lightweight proteins, the immune system is stimulated, and green foods have blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents that actually reverse the damage done to cells by the effects of radiation, both solar and electromagnetic. So the bottom line is that nothing repairs and protects and defends the body more than or better than green food, period, amen, and end of story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for keeping that short, too. cereal grasses, we talk about it on every conference call. We talk about green food should be the cornerstone of any nutritional regimen, and they're just absolutely phenomenal. So if you don't know, if you're not that familiar with green foods, please call in, get the CD, or order a copy of the book, and you'll see why we're so fanatical about green foods. But let's talk about the last piece of the food pyramid, and that is protein. And so what kind of superfoods do we have that fall into the protein category that we can talk about briefly here?
Definitely. Well, there's a crossover because two of our green foods, chlorella and spirulina, are actually 65% amazing pure vegetarian protein. And because of that, what we have is a superfood that is a source of protein, but also is loaded. Imagine if you ate a steak, and that steak had nutrients in it that boosted your immune system's ability to fight cancer. Imagine if you ate a steak and it grabbed heavy metals and detoxified your body. Imagine if you ate a steak or another source of protein, let's say a hamburger or whatever, and your cells began to defend and repair themselves. That would never happen. You see, these meat sources of protein aren't coupled with powerful antioxidants, but in nature, two sources, amazing sources of protein, spirulina and chlorella, are in fact the last 35%, they're 60 to 65% protein. The remaining, 35 to 40% is nothing more than the highest concentration of vital nutrients in the forms of vitamins, minerals, essential fats, and other immune-boosting components like phycocyan. And these other components of these foods detoxify heavy metals, boost the immune system, provide essential fats, and all of the multivitamin is the closest thing to a multivitamin you could get from nature. And they're also the highest quality protein available from food, from a single source food. And remember, if you're seeking out the highest quality and the ultimate protein, the superstar of all proteins is our master amino acid complex. It is made out of non-soy legumes and is 99.5% utilized by the body to create lean muscle, to boost the immune system and connective tissue. No other protein source, not even spirulina and chlorella, comes close to that level of 100% utilization. In fact, even chlorella and spirulina are the protein. Only about 50 to 60% of it goes to actually building the body, and the body eliminates the rest. Well, you're only taking a few grams of spirulina, but imagine you're taking a 10 or 14-ounce piece of meat. Well, that means your body has the burden of eliminating 7 to 8 ounces of waste protein.
Exactly.
Highly toxic to the body.
The kidneys, exactly.
Yeah. So that is it. I mean, in every measure of food, we have illustrated in every category of food, and by every measure, we've illustrated that you can select superfoods and that the benefits of superfoods are just monumental.
Absolutely, and I mean, easy to take, convenient, economical. In the when you look in comparison to things like a little pint of blueberries could be $2.99 or $3.99, depending if they're in or out of season. You know, a bottle of pomegranate juice could easily be $3.50 or $3.99.
Oh yeah.
You know, per one serving. And so, you know, really get out and consider the economics of, you know, a glass of tart cherry a day. You know, we all seem to have no problem blowing $3 a day or more at our local Starbucks. So, you know, put that $3 into superfoods and
bottled water.
Yeah, you can't even go into a 7-Eleven or wherever you shop, you know, to get a bottle of water less than $1.50.
No, and if you drink a big bottle like I do a couple times a day, that's easily $4. Of course, I'm smarter than that, but when I'm on the road, when I'm at the airport,
oh my gosh,
I could spend $20 on water.
I know.
You're waiting an hour for a plane, you're going to have like a $5, $6 bottle of water, you know, at the airport, and that's the small size.
Exactly. Or talk about going to the Staples Center or a professional sporting event and buying a bottle of water. Wow, you just blow $10.
Exactly.
Water's the same as beer. But anyway, it's Platinum Health Products has made it so easy and convenient to get these superfoods into your diet. And just check out the website, you know, read about these products. We make it as easy as possible. Like, we have this thing called the Power Shake that incorporates the green drink, the rice bran solubles, the activated barley, you know, all together, spirulina, all together, you know, so you could easily get those five things in one drink a day. You know, we recommend that you do your cherry at night before you go to bed. So it is not hard to incorporate these things in your diet. Do one in the morning, do one at night, and you're good, you know, if you're a healthy individual just wanting to incorporate these into your diet. So, you know, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid that we listed eight things here. You know, we just wanted to give you examples in all the categories of the food pyramid. And, you know, check it out on the website. Go to phporder.com, view these items, and see which ones you want to try and experience, you know, the benefits for yourself. We hope you do.
Absolutely. So, Amy, with just a couple minutes left, you know, how is it like, how many of these do you have at your house? I'm just putting you on the spot.
I have coconut oil, activated barley, rice bran solubles, spirulina, green kamut blend, a bottle of flax, and a bottle of cherry at my house. I don't have a biofruit at my house right now.
I am really impressed. okay. Well,
what about
me,
you?
Well, you know that I definitely do the cherry. I definitely do the greens. I definitely do the activated barley and the rice bran. Definitely. I don't do the flax, I guess, is the only one I don't do on a daily basis.
I don't do it on a daily basis, but I have one at my house.
Okay.
I'll tell myself.
I keep some at my desk and some at my house, but I do utilize all of those. And I have to say that I like you, Amy. I think that you're a product of the product. I think that you live what we talk about here. And for people who have been to my house, they know that, you know, if you've been up to the Oasis as well, you know that I am constantly on the products that I make, and that the reason why we are so diligent about the quality and the purity and the potency and the efficacy is because we live on these things.
Right.
We're making them for us first.
Exactly. Right.
And so cool. It's been really, I think it's not the most exciting call. You know, it's not diabetes. It's not, you know, something like that. But tonight's call was a call that's really close to my heart. I think it's close to Amy's heart. It's a core part of our philosophy that food should be your medicine. It's a core part of our philosophy that we believe, and it says in Genesis 1:29 that, you know, take the grasses of the field and the seed-bearing fruits of the vine and make these your sustenance. We believe that when it is said that grains are the staff of life, we believe those things.
Absolutely. And what is the little saying, like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or something? Do something good for yourself now. You know, you can talk to people that you think, well, they don't have high blood pressure, they don't have cholesterol, they don't have diabetes. What can I talk to them about Platinum Health about? They don't need this. Yes, you do. Everybody needs this.
I mean, I got a sad, this is sort of sad. Like, it's sad because the way people are conditioned, but I'm at the doctor's office today just going back for my blood work. I do a routine checkup, you know, this time of year, every year. And so I'm there, and I'm sitting there, and the girl's like, oh, these french fries are so good, you know, and her friend's like, oh, did you get the shake today? And she goes, oh, no, not today. I got a Diet Coke instead or whatever, And so they're like, oh, that's right. Shh, it's Dave. You know, it's the health guy, right? And I'm like, Sudie, I said, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. You know, and the other nurse says, please tell him what to do. And so I go, okay, I'll give you my 2-minute dissertation, you know. And I said, as much as you enjoy, and the other lady's like, I love, you know, like, she goes, I love like sausage gravy over, you know, over fried potatoes and stuff. And I'm like, well, I said, you know, everybody, you know, enjoys those tastes. I said, but if you could go with me into the intensive care units and the old age homes, and if you could talk to the people who didn't die from a heart attack or from cancer, who are still alive and hooked up to machines and have been for years and years, and if you ask them if they know what got them there, they almost always will say it was the way they ate. They know it. And if you ask them if they would have traded those simple pleasures, the foods that they enjoyed, for the absolute misery that they've experienced for years and years, would they do it? And the answer is always yes, but the answer is also it's too late.
Right.
And so I hate to tell you, ladies, but if you could live your life in reverse, if you could start at the end, I guarantee you, you wouldn't end up where you are now.
Absolutely.
If starting at the beginning, you're going to end up where you are now. But if you were able to start at the end, you would never, ever, ever want to end up where you are now, because you know it would have led you to where you ended or started.
And it's today's decisions that lead you to that ultimate, you know, fate. So
and it's easy. I was up at the Oasis, and I had in the freezer, I noticed there was a box of ice cream bars. Don't know who put it there. but there was a box of ice cream bars, and there was a bag of organic apples and some raw Gouda cheese, right?
Uh-huh.
And I started reaching in, and this is the truth, I started reaching in for the ice cream bar, and something tapped me on the shoulder and said, dude, you know how much you love apples and Gouda cheese, you know? And I just closed the freezer door, opened the refrigerator door. I ended up eating 2 apples and probably 1/4 pound of raw Gouda cheese, and I just kept eating and eating, and I never had to stop and go, am I eating too much? I wouldn't have eaten 3 ice cream sandwiches.
Right.
You know? Which is the volume I ate of the apples and the raw Gouda cheese, and I got all these amazing enzymes from the cheese. I got all this amazing cleansing from those 2 apples that I'm going to get, you know, and that was so, it was so cold and crisp and, like, tasty, and, like, it tasted like cheesecake, you know?
Right.
And yet I was sitting there going, dang, man, I could have, like, eaten that other thing you know, ended up with mucus in my eyes and gas while I was sleeping, just joking. But you know what I mean? I mean,
right.
It's like your stomach is rumbling while you're trying to go to sleep, and it's just like, dang, you know. And yet you have the apples and the cheese, and you feel good while you're going to sleep, going, I just did something good for myself for my snack, you know. I actually started, you know, healing my body with my snack.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's pretty cool.
It's pretty powerful for yourself. You feel powerful.
That's pretty cool. Well, we are running out of time. It's already 7:05, and I wanted to give the replay line one more time in case you want to pass this on to friends or family, if you want to take a listen again yourself. It will be available starting tomorrow for 1 week, and that number is 212-461-8911. Also wanted to remind you that we will post this call on the web starting tomorrow, and if we have your email address, we will email you out a web link. Major, major important announcement, our product education calls will be moving to Tuesday night, so we will be with you next Tuesday, September 11th, and the call is going to be all about cholesterol and the cholesterol battle plan, so the healthy cholesterol battle plan. So we look forward to being with you next Tuesday night. So
it's like daylight saving times of conference calls. We're shifting back to Tuesday.
Right, exactly. That was the original night. So anyway, but we will always have it on the replay line. So if you can't, if Tuesday isn't convenient, just pick it up on the replay line on Wednesday. So anyway, let me open up the line for questions, and we have maybe just about 3 minutes for questions. Okay, any questions out there tonight?
Hi, can I go first?
Sure.
Hey, just real quick, Dave, thank you for answering my call about soy today. I appreciate that.
Oh, no worries. I'm glad you got the information. I left you a message.
So awesome. Thank you. Hey, listen, do I need to do a total body cleanse or a colonic or anything to get the best benefits of the superfoods?
It is always good. That's a brilliant question. It is always good to use the daily fiber blend and start getting your bowels moving, and then do the herbal fiber cleanse and, you know, start getting your blood clean. You could also use the superfoods to assist in that cleansing, and that's the beautiful thing about superfoods is they detoxify and they nourish. And so, for example, the green foods you definitely could use, you know, early on, and the activated barley and the others, because as we said, they part of their function is detoxification. So you don't really have to wait. You could just, you know, but definitely use the herbal and daily fiber cleanse to help start the detox process and to help with it.
Great, thanks.
No worries.
Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
Yes, this is Bill Hobbs from Washington, D.C.
Hey,
hi,
great to have you.
Yeah, I'm a diabetic, and I just joined when you came to Washington. And I've been using that activated barley about 3 times a day. I went to the doctor today, and normally they said my blood sugar level on that 3 month average was around 8 or 9. Today it was below 7. And my question is, will it hurt to increase that activated barley?
Not at all. In fact, what you could do is you add like 3 green drinks a day to that same regimen, like we recommend.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah,
great.
But I mean, just activated barley. Could I add another
Double it up, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
That's the beautiful thing about these superfoods. They are foods, so you cannot overdose on these. It's food. I mean, you'll get full.
I appreciate the gentleman's desire to accelerate the process. But you have to admit that that's really good progress. That's like a 22% drop in a pretty short period of time. We're doing good. We're making great progress. That's the beautiful thing about food is it moves your body very subtly. It's not a hammer. It's more of a feather, you know, and you don't always have to hammer things into place. Sometimes you can just tickle them into place. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Great. And
any
other questions?
One more question tonight.
Hey, Dave, this is Ron in Connecticut.
Hey, Ron, great to hear from you.
I've met you 3 times. And I'll tell you, for 10 years, I met you 10 years ago in Cromwell, Connecticut. And I did the Green Kamut. Now I've got I don't know how many things I put in my smoothie now, but I put a ton of them, and I feel so good. I am, like, so impressed, and I know your enthusiasm, and I appreciate you so much. You and Amy doing what you're doing. This stuff works. And I just wanted to say thanks.
Wow. So did you used to watch me when I was in Stamford, Connecticut on TV? Is that when you...
No. You were at a trade show, and I was doing magnets, but you were doing Green Kamut, and you sold me Green Kamut, and I started on Green Kamut. Now I got, like, Craxel, Corella, Aloe, Tart Cherry, Activated Bar. I mean, like, I do everything. I make super smoothies, and I'm actually going to be doing a demonstration at the YMCA, showing people the benefit of doing all these foods, because, I mean, my goal is to live to be 135 years old, and you were the answer to, I mean, it's almost like God brought you into my life so that I could fulfill that goal.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be there right with you, man. You know that Jean-Marie Colbert did it. She proved that we can, and she was sharp as a tack, even late in life. So I appreciate your appreciating what we do, and I want to remind you again that, you know, we're just sharing what we've learned, and for you to be so impressed that I've shared what I learned is very flattering to me. And I would like to invite everybody to make a difference in somebody's lives by sharing what you learned. And thank you so much for that wonderful compliment. I know Amy appreciates it as well. And we appreciate all of you here helping us, you know, to spread the education. And remember, we're not trying to pretend like we're doctors. We want to keep you from needing doctors. And that's what it's all about.
You're doing it, dude.
Well, thank you so much.
You are.
Cool. Well, thank you again, everyone, for tuning in with us tonight. Again, next week's call will be on Tuesday. We'll send you out an email reminder and call you on Tuesday with a voice reminder. And we will be talking all about the cholesterol battle plan, the healthy cholesterol battle plan. So thanks again so much, Dave, for being with us. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Everybody have a wonderful week.
God bless you, Amy. God bless everybody who's with us tonight. And definitely, we look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday, just 6 days from today.
Great. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.